Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir on Daf Yud Daled. We will begin with the Gemara, which follows the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Yomid. The Gemara will be discussing the two cases that we had in the Mishnah in yesterday's shiur. As we go through the Gemara, we'll make reference to those two cases. But let us begin with the actual questions that Rava raised. Boy, Rava. Rava had the following series of questions. The first question was, Omar Hareini Nazir Lacher Esrim Yom. If somebody said, I want to become a Nazir, but that Nazir should only begin after 20 days, Ume Achshav, so let us term that as Naziris A. The Naziris A will start in 20 days. Ume Achshav, Naziris B, Meya Yom. From today, will begin Naziris B of 100 days. So obviously we have a problem here because the 100 days don't fit into the 20-day gap. The Mefarish here explains that Rava did not have a Shaila in the following scenario. If someone says, Hareini Nazir la'achar shloishim yoim, ume achshav Nazir, he says, I'll become a Nazir, Naziris A will be in 30 days, and Naziris B will begin now, and Stam Naziris is Shloishim Yoim, so that's not a problem. So Naziris B kicks in right away today. He's a Nazir for 30 days. He shaves his hair. He brings his karbonis, and then Naziris A, meaning the one he had mentioned first that will start in 30 days, Naziris A can begin after Naziris B. Now, as we're terming the first part of his dibber as A and the second part of his dibber as B. So if the A starts in 30 days and he gives himself enough time to have Naziris B begin right away, so you have no problem. The problem is in this case. What do you do in the case that Rava mentioned? Because in Rava's case, Naziris A is going to start in 20 days, whereas Naziris B, which I want to start right now, is of 100-day duration. So obviously it can't fit into that 20-day gap. So what is the din? Mao asks Rava. Do I say, Kivin da halin meya be'esrin le'shalmin, since these 100 days cannot be completed within the 20-day gap from when I'm saying the Naziris until Naziris A begins, so maybe I say lo'chalin. I'll say that Naziris B, the 100-day Naziris, is not chal at all right now. As the Mefarish says, he'll be for the next 20 days. If I say it's not chal, the next 20 days will be free. He'll be able to drink wine. And what does he do? Continues the Mefarish. He has 20 days free. Then he starts Naziris A of 30 days. Then he shaves his hair. And then starts the 100 days. So the question of Rava is, where his two Naziris contradict one another, do I say that he wanted a 20-day free period and then starts Naziris A for 30 days, then starts Naziris B for 100? Or do I say that since I have 20 days to work with, we'll start Naziris B now, in 20 days we'll start Naziris A for 30 days, then he'll be Megaleach, and then he'll complete the Naziris B with another 80 days. He already did 20 days of Naziris B, Me'achshav, and he'll finish the rest of the 80 days after he shaves his hair following the completion of the 30-day Naziris A. Now, let us look into Tosfos, and we'll learn the Tosfos inside. It's the first wide line. Boy Rava, Amar Reini Nazir L'Acher Chaf Yoyim, Ume Achshav Me'e Yoyim, Mau, Kivin Dehalim Me'e Yoyim, Loi Shalmi Banach Esrim Yoyim, since these 100 do not fit into the 20 days. L'Chal Nazir Shom Me'e Yoyim Olel, Me'e Achshav. So the 100-day does not, do I say it's not Chal right now? Why? So Taisa says the Rav is trying to understand what this person's logic was. The Mistama ain das zeha ish lahafsik nazirish sheyimna ata eshrim yoyim min ameya yoyim. Va'achar eshrim yoyim yimna nazirish loishrim yoyim shekibul olav la'achar eshrim yoyim. Vishuv yimna shmoinim yoyim lahashlam ameya yoyim. A person doesn't make an Aziris to have a hefsik in the middle. I'll start with 20, then I'll go to the 30, Naziris A, then I'll finish off with the rest of the 80. Ela achre sheni yochel ha'ashv nazir shal kuf yoyim. Bahalun chav, since I cannot complete the 100 days within the time frame of 20, datoy, his mind is, she'elu chav yoyim, yu penuyim. What he meant is that these 20 days should be free. And he'll be permitted to drink wine and shave in these 20 days. Then he'll count 30 days. V'yavi carbon, he'll bring a carbon. V'shuv moin, a kuf yoyim ritzufim v'yigalech, v'yavi carbon. Then he'll start the Naziris B for 100 days and shave and bring a carbon. Now, Tosfos has a kasha. Mash omer me'achshav me'ayoyim. How could you entertain the idea that the Naziris B will only start after the 20 days and after the 30 days of Naziris A, which means that Naziris B will only start in 50 days, but he said Me'achshav. The 100, the Naziris B, he had said, should start right now. Ratzaloymer u'me'achshav kimoiken ani mekabel kuf yoyim acher sha'asa stama Naziris la'acher chuf yoyim. Tosfos answers, we will then have to interpret what he said. Me'achshav doesn't mean that the Naziris should begin now, because it's only beginning in 50 days. It means just as I'm mekabel Naziris in 20 days, Naziris A, so too now I'm being mekabel and Naziris following the Naziris A, which means in another 50 days I will start Naziris B. Me'achshav just means I am mekabel on myself now, but not that the actual Naziris will begin now. Now, Tosfos, many Rishonim have this following question, Vim Taimar, Va'amai Lo Pashim Masnisin, why don't we bring a raya from the second case that we had in our Mishnah? What was the second case? Diktani, Maniach Esheloi Moine Eshel Benoi, Vishuv Mashlum Esheloi. The second case in yesterday's Shir was, in the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Kishiili Ben Vinazir. He said, I should be a Nazir when I have a son, and I should be a Nazir right now. So Naziris A is when I have a son. Naziris B is from right now. And what did the Mishnah say? That if he started counting his own, and then his wife gave birth to a child, the din is that Maniach Esheloi, let's say he counted 20 days of his own, Umoine Eshel Benoi, and then he does the 30 of the Naziris A of his son, and then he does the other 80. So we have an answer from our Mishnah. Why didn't the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't bring. The Gemara is going to be poshed this Shaila on the next Amud from a Tosefta. Frank Tosfos, why don't you bring a Raya from our Mishnah? Alma loichayish haigavrav sokas nazirasai. So you see from our Mishnah that a person, when he makes, let's say, a 100-day Naziris, it doesn't bother him that he has in the middle a hefsek of the Naziris of his son. He starts now. When his son is born, he interrupts. He finishes his son's Naziris, and then he finishes the Naziris that he began Me'achshav. So Tosfos answers, Dekalameimer, Shiny Masnisin. There's no proof from our Mishnah. Why? Kishehiska limnes Naziris, Savrahaya, Litashlumen. He didn't know exactly when his wife was going to give birth. So he said, maybe my wife will even give birth after. It's possible that I'll be able to finish my whole Naziris, and then my wife will give birth. There won't be a hefsek. So that's why we can say in the case of our Mishnah that since he didn't know when his wife would give birth, he definitely meant to start the Naziris now. Hilchich gomer v'nader, v'afili v'olu l'ben, mafsig nazirasi, v'niach nidroi u'moine eshel benoi, v'loi kapit behefsig nazirasi. So in the Mishnah, where it's an unknown when his son's going to be born, there he meant to start right away, And when whatever happens, happens. If I'm able to finish my Naziris, good. And if there's a hefsek because my son is born, I'll continue it after I complete the Naziris for my son. Avol hocha, but in our Mishnah, d'lo efshir klal miyaschal Nazir shomei yoyim, tzarech lahafsek kishiyavru chof yoyim. But in our Mishnah, he knows to begin with that the 100 does not fit into the 20. He knows that after the beginning 20, he's going to have to stop for the Naziris A, which he said should start in 20 days. Hilkach lechayla Naziris shomeila alter. Therefore, in our case, Rava says, I have a shayla, because it could be that he doesn't want to have a hefsek. If a person knows to begin with that it's impossible for him to complete Naziris B in the time allotted, then what he really means is, I'm going to wait 20 days free, then start Naziris A and finish it, and then go to Naziris B of 100. That's why from our Mishnah, Taisa says, is no proof. Okay, let us go back to the Gemara. So the first way that Rava said was, Kivin the Halin may have Eshen Loi Shalman, Loi Chalin. They're not Chal. Oy Dilma, or maybe the other side of the question is, Kivin the Islay Gidl Sar. Since he has, following the completion of Naziris A, in our case, how many days does he have left to Naziris B? 80, because he already did 20. And 80 is certainly enough to have a growth of hair. Because the halacha is that you can only, and we're going to see this on Yud Dalet Amid Beis and today, at the end of today's shir, that gittel, that taglachas is only possible if you have enough to have a haircut. And enough means that it has to be at least a 30 day growth. So if I have 80 days left after Naziris A is completed, so what do? I take a haircut after Naziris A, I bring my karbonis, and I still have 80 left, and I can then cut my hair and bring my karbonis for Naziris B. So therefore, let's look in Taisus again. Divya Maskal Oy Dilma, the next Taisus, Pirish, Kivin Shanishruloi Lamid Yamim Lachastam Naziris, Kidei Gidl Seir, Hainan Naziris Sholem, Chayla Veloi Chayishbaf Sakas Nazirasai. So it doesn't bother him that he's going to have to interrupt his 100-day Naziris with the 30. Because what's the problem? He did 20 before, he does then the 30, and then he has 80 and everything's fine. Not only does he have 30 for Gidl Sar, he has even 80. He counts 20 towards the 100. V'yafsik, he takes a break. Then he counts the 30 for Naziris A. V'yigaleich v'yavi korban. He takes a haircut, he brings korbanos. Then he counts 80 to finish off the 100. And v'hachanami, I mean, bebrayse, the ma'aseh, come on, that's what we're going to bring from the Tosefta on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Acher shemana lamed yoyim, ein amayna rak peyoyim. After the 30 of Naziris A, he only counts 80. L'hashlum amei yoyim, ala eshem shemana kodim shloshim yoyim, to complete the remaining 80 days to complete the 20 that he has done before the 30. Now, Tosefta has a kasha. V'af agav de taglacha soyser. If a person takes a haircut, then let's say he's a nazir for 30 days. In the middle of the 30 days, he takes a haircut. The clock starts ticking again. You have to start the 30 days all over again. So Tosis' question is, since you're making a taglachas after Naziris A, so why doesn't the clock start ticking again? Why am I allowed to finish off with 80? I should start from square one, from day one. You know why in the case we just mentioned by 30 days. If a guy cuts his hair after 15 days, so he doesn't just finish another 15, he has to finish 30. Why does he have to finish 30? Because you can only have a kosher taglachas on a gidl seyar, on a growth of hair, which is 30 days old. That's why he has to do it. But what happens, like in our case, where after you cut off for Naziris A, you have 30, and not only do you have 30 in our case, you have actually 80. So if you have 80, you have enough for at the end of the 80 to cut off the hair, then that does not slice or anything. Then I count the 20 that you did before the 30, and then I count the 80 that you did after the 30, and you put them together. The only time taglachas is slicer is if you don't have a 30 following the taglachas. Then you have to start over from square one. Kiven the isla gittel side of the taglachas tahar, vacha amrin gimel minin, vahacha nishar loy peyoim kide gittel sar v'yoyser. So you have plenty of hair, and if you have plenty of hair, there's no reason to be soyser the 20 days from before. This is the shaila that Rava had. Let us go back to the Gemara. Frank the Gemara, v'tiboya lay nizirus muetas. As the Tosfos explains, the second last Tosfos on the Amud, piris stam nizirus du shloishim yoyim. Why do you make this whole scenario with 100 days? Why don't you make the same case as Tosfos says, "Kigoyin the Amar Hareini Nazir Lacher Esrim Yoyim v'Nazir Me'ato"? Don't do a Nazirus of 30 and 100. Do 30 and 30. You have the same Shaila. What's the Shaila? E Chai LaHashda. Is it Chal right now? V'Yimne Esrim Yoyim. He'll count 20 days. V'Yoniach Minyan Zeh. He'll leave this counting. V'Yimne Shloishim Yoyim. Then he'll do 30 days for Naziris A. V'Yimne Asor Yoyim. Then he'll do 10 days for Naziris B. LaHashlam Naziris Rishayna. V'Loye Galeach Ad Shishim Hashlam Ashneyet. In this case, let's go through the case again. The Gemara is asking, make the same Shaila with a Nazir Mu'atis. What does a Nazir Mu'atis mean? Not 30 and 100, but 30 and 30. I say, in 20 days, I'm going to start Naziris A. And may Achshav, I'm going to start Naziris B. How long is Naziris B? Stam. What is Stam Naziris Shloishim Yoyim? So I count, do I say the first 20 days are free? Then I start Naziris A. Then after Naziris A, I start Naziris B for 30 days. Or no, I start Naziris B, Me'achshav, 20 days. Then I stop and I do Naziris A for 30 days. And then following Naziris A, I do 10 days of Naziris B. When will I cut my hair? I'll only cut my hair after a total of 60 days. Because if I'm going to cut my hair after Naziris A ends of 30, all I have left is a 10-day growth for Naziris B. 10 days is not Gittel Sar. So here, Tosfos says, Ein Chanami, he won't cut his hair after Naziris A ends. He'll cut his hair 10 days later when Naziris B, he has plenty of hair on his head now, and he'll be able to do Gittel Sar. So why don't you ask the Shaila by that case? What are you going to a case of 100? Answers the Gemara, Chodem Igoi Chodem Kamaboylei. You're right. This really was one question based on another question. What does that mean? Begins the Gemara Yudalad Amid Aleph, Im Timtzeloimer. If you really, Rava had a question, he has in fact many questions here. His first question was actually, what about by Nazir Mu'atis? What about this case, 30-30? What he meant to say with this, well, our Gemara started, Boy Rava, was even you, if you will answer me on my first question, which was Nazirim Mu'atis. Kivin Dasori Yoimim Hudiyitzin. How much is left after Naziris A gets completed? Only 10 days. If I start Naziris B Me'achshav, 20 days, I only have 10 days left. Loisalik Le'halein Asora. Then he won't count those 10 days. What does this mean? So the Rishonim explain that if all he has left is 10 days, that to him, which is not the time of Gittel Seir, it's a very small amount of days of Naziris. So to him, such a division doesn't make sense. I'm going to make a Naziris and break it up into little pieces, 20 days here, 10 days here. So there I could say for sure he meant to say 20 days are free. 30 days is Naziris A, and when I finish Naziris A, I go to Naziris B, and I have a nice chunk of Naziris, 30 days of Naziris B. There, for sure, we see from Tosfos, our whole Gemara is trying to figure out what the logic of this person is. So here, by 10 days, when you have a remainder of 10, it makes sense to say that there he would never want to be mafsik. He'll start with 23, 30 Naziris A, 30 Naziris B. But vaday nazir meyayoyim. But if you're going to answer me that on 10 days, Certainly, where it's a question of a nazir for 100 days, kiven de islay tamnin yoimin lebesayif. Since after I finish Naziris A, I still have another 80 days left of Naziris B, which is a chush of a chunk. It's 80 days, which is more than double what a regular Naziris is. So there, Salkin lay. So there, he counts it. That's chushev. And there, he may entertain the thought to make a break, to be mafsik. I'll start 20 right now. I'll do 30 of Naziris A. I'll finish 80 of Naziris B. Or loy. Or maybe not. Maybe even in such a case, he doesn't want to break things up. And what he meant is to be free 20 days, Nazir Aleph, Nazir A, 30, Nazir B, 100. That's the Shiloh of Rava. So you're right. He really did ask the question by Nazir Mu'atas. He meant to say, even if you give me an answer when there's only a remainder of 10, what is going to be your answer when there's a remainder of 80? The intinsulimer chali, and if you're going to say that it is chal in the case of naziris of 100 days, that we do say he meant to give 20 now, then 30 naziris A, and then 80 of naziris B. Omar hareini nazir lacha chafiyam. What do you answer in this case? He said, "I want to be a nazir after 20 days." Umei achshav nazir oilam. But right now, I want to be a nazir oilam. As Tosfos in the third wide line, the medium wide lines, Tosfos divrei maskil Omar Areni Nazir says, the din of a nazir oilam is, im hichbet sarei demeka. We've had this before in the Masechta, that if his hair gets heavy, he's allowed to take a tar and make it lighter. And umevi shalosh behemis, and he brings 3 behemis in such a case. So it has its own unique dinim. But nazir oilam is something that remains with him forever. So maybe there it's different. Now why should that case be different? In other words, I'm going now that a person doesn't mind interrupting his naziris. So why, if it's nazir oilam, should it be different? So in other words, he's saying, I want a regular naziris in 20 days. So why is there a swara to say that Nazir Oilam Ma'akshav, why don't we say, okay, 20 days of Nazir Oilam, break with 30 days Nazir Stam, and then go back to Nazir Oilam. If you're going with that approach that a person's mind is, I don't mind starting now, and when I have to interrupt it, I will, why is Nazir Oilam different? So one thought is because Nazir Oilam is really forever. So if it's forever, it's logical that once he starts, he wants that to go forever. He doesn't want to start and make a break. By the mere fact that it's a nazir oilam, you know, why start something lo oilam and in the middle have to make a break? Tosfos adds another idea. Tosfos says, because since nazir oilam has different dinim than a regular nazir, so then when I'm interrupting, I'm really interrupting with a strange, different thing. When we had the case of 30 and 100, it's all the same dinim of Naziris, exactly the same. It all looks the same. However, when I start me'achshav nazir oilam, which I have certain dinim, and then I switch to a different mode of Naziris, that perhaps a person doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to go from one type of Naziris to the other. So maybe there we will say that the first 20 days are free, then comes the 30 days of Naziris Stam, and then starts the Nazir Oilam. That's Gemara's question. Mau, mi chaylo alei, do I say that Nazir Oilam also starts right now? Or loy, or do I say for the svaros that we gave before, that the Nazir Oilam will not start until 50 days from now? First 20 free, the next 30 Nazir Stam, and then we'll start the Nazir Oilam. Im tim tzoloimer. Hacha, kiven d'afshalit shulei chaylo. If you're going to say, as Rashi, the Mefarish, brings down, divrei ha-maskevim tim tzoloimer, le'inyin kulo she'ilta. If you're going to answer all the questions that we had before, what does all the questions mean? Question number one was nazir mu'etes, when you have 30 and 30. The second question was a nazir smeruba, we have 30 and 100. The third question was with Nazir Oila. If in all these cases you're going to say yes, whatever we could start right now, we're going to start. We'll have to be mafsik. We'll be mafsik. But I have a reason. You know why in all these cases it makes sense to start right away? Because Efshelichule, he's able to go either to a mumcha or to a bezdin of hedritis, three hedritis, and he's able to get out of, they will find him a pesach, how he'll be able to get out of his naziris. So my question is, should I start his naziris right away or not? What am I worried about? That in 20 days, he's going to have a naziris which will interrupt. Who knows? In 20 days, I might get a heter from a mumcha or a bezdin that will annul that neder. So Mimela, and the rush speaks out, even if I don't go to the bother of doing it, but since I could do it, so in my mind, what's your question? The question is, should I start Naziris B right away, or should I wait till Naziris A ends? The answer is start Naziris B right away. You know why? Because who says you'll even come to Naziris A? It could be in 20 days when Naziris A is supposed to start, you'll be able to get a heter from a chacham. So that's why, since I have that in my mind, that I don't even know if I'll ever get to Naziris A, that's why Naziris B in all these cases starts right away. But if that's the logic, what do you do with this case? Armor already Nazir Shim Shalach Resim Yoyim. What happens if he says, I want to be a Nazir like Shimshin after 20 days? Umiachshav Nazir Stam. I want to start Naziris Stam now. Now, Nazir Shimshin, the halacha is that there's no Shiloh. You cannot be, once he is typhus in Nazir Shimshin, in a Dover Osir of Nazir Shimshin, so there's no Shiloh possible. Hacha, as the Gemara continues. Mao, what's it in? Hacha loyevshulichule. Here you cannot go to a Chacham to get a Heter. So my question is, mi chayla, do I say that maybe it's still Chal, and what will come out is, I'll start my Naziris for 20 days, which is my regular Naziris, and then I come into a stumbling block, I have another Shimshin, I'll have another Shimshin. Meanwhile, I started for 20 days my regular Naziris, and then I'll have another Shimshin. Or maybe it's not Chal at all, because here's a case that once Nazir Shimshin starts, there's no way to get out of the Nazir Shimshin. I'll never be able to finish my entire 20 days, which is supposed to be a 30-day Naziris Stam. In such a scenario, perhaps it's not Chal at all. That was his final question on these type of questions. And then he has one more question. Omar k'Moshe b'Shiva b'Adar, my. What happens if he says, I want to be like Moshe on the seventh day of Adar? What is the din? Let us look in Rashi. Says Rashi, around 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, Omar reni k'Moshe b'Shiva b'Adar, the mashma k'Moshe shenifter b'Shiva b'Adar, like Moshe who died in the seventh day of Adar, v'shuv loishasa yayin, and Moshe didn't drink any more wine, mi havilosh naziris v'loi, is it a lush of naziris or not? Now the Marav Runchberg on the side says that it's not that Moshe didn't drink any wine, and he's being a nazir like Moshe after his death, which is a little funny thing, but rather it should be loishasu yayin. The Klal Yisrael didn't drink wine. And the Marav Runchberg says that what the Mefarish really means is exactly what Tosfos says. What does Tosfos say? Let's go to the Tosfos, the third last Tosfos on the Amud Divrei HaMaskil, Amar K'moshe B'Zayin B'Adar, Mao, the Biyoyim Hivoldoi Dehayne B'Zayin B'Adar, Samchu Simcha Gedayla. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion Adar, but he was also born on Zion Adar. When he was born, Rashi and Chumash brings down the Smala Bais Kuloira. The whole house was full of light. Everybody was happy when Moshe Rabbeinu, they knew some special prodigy here is being born. Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody was very happy. Ubiyoy Moshe B'Zayin B'Adar, Mestama, Rabim Nadru B'Neder, V'Rabu Nazirim B'Yisrael, Machmas Tzar. So Mestama, when Moshe died, people were sad, they were in pain, and many of them did Tshuva, and many of them tried to become better, and they were menader to become nazirim, and they stopped drinking wine. Vehu amar bistam, he just said, aha, hainu k'moshe yador shomoshe b'zayin b'ador, b'yoy moisev and nazirus kibbalah, oiki yami voldoi kamar v'simcha kibbalah. So was he being mekabel the sad part of Moshe's Zion Adar, that people stopped drinking wine, they became Nazirim? Or was he saying, oh, I want to be happy like the people were when Moshe was born. So Rashi said, the Mefarish says, is this a lashon of Nazirus or not? That's what he meant. Not Moshe didn't drink any more wine, but the people didn't drink any more wine. So does it go with the birth of Moshe? Does it go with the death of Moshe? Is he saying, I want to be a Nazir? Is he saying, I want to be happy like they were when Moshe was born? It came to my mind a pshat that I heard from my Rashiva, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who said over from Rabbi Rafal Hamburgers itself. The Gemara says in Masechta Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Tana, Kivin Shenafal Pur B'Chaydish Adar, Samach Simcha Gedayla. Haman was very happy when the Goral fell out on the month of Adar. Every month there was a problem he couldn't get to the Jewish people, but when Adar came he was happy. Omar, he said, Nafali Pur B'Yer Shemes by Moshe, that the Goral came out in the month that Moshe passed away. Says the Gemara, V'loya yedeya, shebeshiva ba'adar mei, shebeshiva ba'adar noilad. He didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion Adar, but he was also born on Zion Adar. So on this Gemara, there's a number of questions. First of all, the order is no good. It should have said, he was born on Zion Adar, and he died on Zion Adar. The Gemara says, he died on Zion Adar, and he was born. You're born before you died, so what the order is no good. Secondly, why didn't he know? The same research tank that the same group that found out that Moshe died on Zion Adar could have theoretically also have found out that he was born on Zion Adar. What does it mean he didn't know? And finally, it seems that had he known that Moshe died, it was born on Zion Adar, he wouldn't have made it during Adar. Why? But a bad thing happened during Adar also. The end of his life ended on Zion Adar. So it was still a good time to do bad to the Jewish people. So Rabbi Frohl Hamburger says a beautiful pshat, which will answer all of these questions. Haman thought that the death of a tzaddik is like the death of a Russia. A Russia goes away from the world, there's no remembrance of the Russia. He didn't know that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, that itself is the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't know Zion Bader Meis Moshe B'Shiva Bader Noilad. Why? Because Gedolim Tzadikim B'Misasam Yoisim B'Chayeim. Tzadikim, and I always give the example of Rav Moshe Feinstein. After his death, through the Igris Rav Moshe Feinstein became even greater than he was during his lifetime. Had Hashpoah through a swarm on more people than even during his lifetime. So Haman failed to realize that, as the Sforim say, that in Shemayim there's a tremendous simcha when a tzaddik goes in Shemayim, and what a tzaddik accomplishes after his ptira. He didn't realize that even the death of Moshe we view as something great because he's going to have a tremendous influence on the world. If so, what's pshat in this Gemara? So the Gemara says, does he mean the simcha or does he mean the tsar? So the answer we have to say, of course, is that in reality, when a tzaddik goes away, it's a simcha in Shemayim. He gets connected to the eternal light of the Shekhinah. It's a great happiness in Shemayim. But for us down on here on earth, it's a time of tsar. We lose the gadol. And therefore, as Rashi says, the Gemara Shaila here is not what Haman knew. Haman didn't know that it's a tremendous thing when he's nifter. But the Shaila is the Loshen Naziris or not. The Loshen Naziris is totally on what people think. And people look at the birthday as a happy day. They look at the day that he went away as a day of sadness and tsar, and that's the day they would be making themselves a nazir. What did this person mean? So the Gemara says from all, we had approximately, I think it was 5 different questions here. The Gemara says we can't answer all of Rava's questions, but Pshait Benak Kadmais, at least the first one, the question of the 100-day Naziris, we can answer that question. Why? From a Tosefta. Hareini Nazir L'Achra Esrim Yoyim. The Tosefta says, if somebody says, I'll be Nazir A, will start in 20 days. Umei Achshav Mei Yoyim, and Naziris B will start today for 100 days. The Halacha is, Moine Esrim, he counts 20. V'achach Moine Shloshim, and then he counts 30. Which is Naziris A, v'achach minus shmeinim, and then he finishes off the Naziris B with another 80, kedei lahashlim Naziris Rishonis, so that he should be able to complete the first Naziris that he began with Me'asher. So we see the answer to the question that Naziris B is Chal Me'asher, and you do make a break for the 30 days of Naziris A. Now, as Tysus explains, the Gemara is going back to our Mishnah. We learned in that second case in the Mishnah that where he said, Hareini Nazir Kishieli Ben, V'Nazir, I should be a Nazir when I get a child, a son, and I should be a Nazir from right now. And he started counting Naziris B from right now, and then he had a son. So he stops counting his own count, and he starts counting the Naziris of his son. The question now is, Nitma Bimei Benoi. He became Tomei in that 30-day Naziris period, which was as a result of his son being born, which we are calling the Naziris A, the part that was the first part of his declaration of Naziris, which we're calling Naziris A. So what happens if he became Tomei in that period? Rabbi Yochanan Mesayser. Rabbi Yochanan says, not only does this stop we know that Tuma stops the count of Naziris, but not only does it stop the count of his son, the Naziris for his son, it stops his own Naziris as well. You have to start over from day one for his own count as well. Rish Lakish Amar Einasayser. It doesn't stop the count for himself. Yes, the one of his son that he has to start over, but not the one that he did before his son was born, the one which he was doing, which we called Naziris B, that was starting right away, that it does, it's not Saiser. Now the Gemara explains what the Machloikas is. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Saiser. Why? Because Chod and Naziris are Richti. It's one long Naziris. As Tysus points out over here, because he's not being Megaleach when he finishes the Naziris for his son, and he has to complete, let's say he has 10 days left of his own Naziris. He did 20 days, then his son was born, then he has to stop and make 30 days for his son, then he has 10 days left. He doesn't take a haircut after the end of his son's Naziris, Naziris A, because then he would only have 10 days of Gittel Sar. He's going to take a haircut at the end. So therefore, we look at the entire 60 days as one long Naziris. Resh Lakish Amar ain't a soicer. He's not soicer. Why? Naziris the day lechud udebrei lechud. Resh Lakish says, no, I look at it as two different things. There's his Naziris and there is his son's Naziris. This is only soicer his son. It's not soicer his own. This is the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis, Nitma b'meitzarasoi. Now we have a similar machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. And the Gemara is going to try to find out why we need both machlokes. What happens if during his Naziris he became a Metzora? As Tosfos brings down in the top Tosfos on the second line, that the Yemei Chalutoi, when he is determined to be a Metzora, Eina Oila L'Naziris, V'gam Eina Soiser. On the one hand, it's not counted towards the count of the 30 days of the Naziris, but neither does it break the 30 days of the Naziris. So what happens if he became Tomei during that Saras? Does this break his count for Naziris or not? Rabbi Yochanan Mesayser. Rabbi Yochanan says it does break it. He has to start over again, the count. After his Saras will be over, and he brings Korbanos for the Metzora, then he will have to start all over. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Resh Lakish, no. Resh Lakish Amar ain't a Saiser. All he has to do, if he already did, let's say, 20 days, then he became a Metzora, he finishes his Saras, brings his Korbanos, and then it starts again. Then he completes the count that he started with. What's the Svara? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Saiser, it breaks his count of Naziris, dubbed the Naziris Koi. He's in the middle of the Naziris. As we said, the Naziris is not Saiser. It's not Nistar through the Tzaras. So therefore, he's in the middle of his Naziris. If he's in the middle of his Naziris, therefore, the Tuma that he became Tomei during the Tzaras, which is also considered as happening during his Naziris, will break the Naziris. Resh Lakish Amar Ein Saiser. Resh Lakish says, no, it's not Saiser, the Naziris. Why? Because Tzaras L'chud, the Naziris L'chud. I look at it as two different periods. Since we said that the Tzaras those days are not oila to the Naziris, so I don't look at it as part of the Naziris. I look at it as a separate period of time, and therefore the Tumah does not, which he contracted during his Saras, does not nullify the count of the Naziris. Utsrichi, you need both cases. What does it mean? We had two machlokes in here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Both are whether a certain period of time is its own period or it's connected to the other period. We had his Naziris and his son's Naziris. We had his Naziris and the Tzoras. Rabbi Yochanan looks at it that it's in both cases it's part of the big Naziris picture. It's Soiser. And Rish Lakish says it's a separate entity. His son's Naziris is separate from himself. Tzoras is separate from himself. It's not Soiser. What do you need both machlokes? The same idea. No, you need both. The Itmar Bahakamais, even would have told me only on Ahmed Aleph the case by his son, he became Tomei during his son's Naziris. By he, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Soiser. That's where Rabbi Yochanan says it not only nullifies his son's Naziris, it nullifies his own Naziris as well. Why? Because Shein Naziris Akasi. It's all called Naziris. His Naziris, his son's Naziris. It's all one big picture of Naziris. That's why it's Soiser. Avil Boho, but in the case of Tzoras. I would say that he's more to Rish Lakish, that's considered as two different entities. So therefore, I had to tell you, no, that here Rabbi Yochanan holds it's also one entity, and it is Soiser. If it would tell you, the din by Tzoras, but how come Rish Lakish? That's where Rish Lakish says that it's a separate entity. Avil Bach, but an Ahmed Aleph, the case where he became Tomei during the Naziris of his son. Rabbi Yochanan, I would think he's more to Rabbi Yochanan, it's all considered one big Naziris. And therefore, it is Soiser. Tzricha, that's why it has to tell you that in both cases, Rabbi Yochanan holds Soiser. In both cases, Rish Lakish holds, it's not Soiser. Now comes a new Shaila. Nitma biyoim Gidol Seir. He became Tomei in the day of Gidol Seir. Rashi has two Pshatamir, which we'll not go through. We'll go through Tosis Pshat, the second Tosis on the Amud. Tosis says, the Pshat is, he said, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Then 20 days of Naziris went by, and Goyim forcibly cut his hair. Now he starts over again. So when does his Naziris officially end? In another 10 days. But he has a problem. He doesn't have enough Gidol Seir. So he's going to have to be a Nazir for an additional 20 days. So his real Naziris ended after 30 days. But he has to keep the dinim of taglachas for another 20 days so that he has enough hair on which he can shave his head at the end of his Naziris. So what happens if during that period of Gidol Seir he became Tomei? Does that stop his Naziris or does it not stop his Naziris? It's interesting. Tosfos points out, why is it called Gidol Seir? Why don't we, by Mitzorah on the top of the Yom, the first line, it says, Nitma b'meitzoratoi, in the days. Here also, why didn't it say, Nitma b'yemei Gidol Seir? In the case we gave, he has to keep Gidol Seir for another 20 days. Tosfos answers, because by Tzoras, it has to be that there's 7 days of Tzoras. It has to be yemei. By Gidol Seir, it's possible to be only one day. For example, he was Makabel Naziris. On day one, they cut his hair. So now he has to keep an additional 30 days. It comes out that the last day, which will be the 31st day, that one day is added because of Gidol Seir, so that he has enough hair to make a taglachas on. So since the case could be one where he's only adding one day, it could be one, it could be 10, it could be 20, but it could be one. That's why it's called in the singular, Biyoim Gidol Seir. The question is that Tumah Soiser his count or not? Rav Amar Eina Soiser. It's not Soiser. Why? I feel Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soiser, even Rabbi Yochanan said in these two last cases, Soiser, Hani Mili Heichad Koy B'Naziris. That's where he's in the middle of Naziris. But Gidol Seir, Mishlam Nazirisu. Gidol Seir, he has ended officially his Naziris. He's only supplementing it because he has to have enough hair to make a taglachas. That's not called Naziris. If it's not called Naziris, it's not Soiser the Naziris. Who Shmuel Amar Soiser. Shmuel disagrees with Rav and he says Soiser. I feel Rish Lakish Amar Eina Soiser, even according to Rish Lakish who said in the last two cases that it's not Soiser. Hosam Shtein Naziris. Hachachot Nazirusa. Over there in Rish Lakish's case, there were two separate Naziris. But over here, it's all one Naziris. It's not a Naziris of his son and himself. It's his own Naziris. And because of the problem of Gittel Seir, he has to extend the amount of time that the hair is on his head. That's all called part of one Naziris. And therefore, the supplement is called like the Iker Naziris, and it is Seiser. Continues the Gemara. I'm Rav Chiz, the son of Rav Chiz. I called Moedim. Everybody agrees. She'im kidesh sar bedam. That if he made holy his hair with blood, what does that mean? So Tosfos says in Divrei HaMaskil, Amar Rav Chisda, HaKol Manush Kedushin B'dam, Pirish, Im La'achir Shen Nizrak Adam. He brought his korbanos. They threw the blood. Then he nitmei became tameh. Kaidim Shegilech. It was right before he shaved his hair. Why is it called Kiddush? V'kayre Kiddush Seir Shalagilech. The word kiddush means he's beginning to grow his hair. If you look in the Rush, the second last line on the Amud says the Rush, second word on the line, Gittel Seir, says the Rush, and Tosfos is trying to say the same thing, that Gittel Seir is called his head, his hair becomes holy. So if the dam was already thrown, because the korbanos were brought, he did not yet shave his hair, so it means his hair is still growing in a state of kedusha. So the Gemara says, ein lo takana, he's stuck. The Gemara understood this means he must remain a nazir forever. He can't get out of it. Why? Because there's three things that you need in order to stop the naziris. You have to shave your head, but you have to be tohar when you're shaving your head, and you have to do it at the time of bringing the korbanos. So over here, he is tameh. He brought the korbanos, then he became tameh. So he's not shaving his head b'tahara. He's tameh. What are you going to tell me? Let him start the naziris again and bring korbanos again. So the Gemara understood that he's bringing twice korbanos for the same thing. And you're not supposed to bring trice korbanos for one naziris. So he can't bring korbanos again. You can't say he's stopped being a nazir because he didn't bring the korbanos b'tahara together with the taglachas. So he's like stuck. The Gemara says, what do you mean he's stuck? Alibet Aman, who is your statement according to? E alibet Rabbi Lezer, kivin d'amr taglachas ma'akeves toich malaisi, the listor. According to Rabbi Lezer, taglachas, there's a machloikas rabbanon and Rabbi Lezer whether shaving of the hair is a mitzvah or it's ma'akev in the whole naziris. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's ma'akev. If you didn't do the cutting of the hair properly, it's like you're still in the middle of the naziris. And so therefore, you're soyser, you're naziris. So what do you mean he can't count again and bring a korban? It'll be bringing a korban twice for the same thing. It's not the same thing. Since he became Tommy before the Taglachas, and Taglachas shaving there is Ma'akev, in him being able to remove the Naziris from him, he never removed it, and now he became Tommy. Whenever a Naziris is not removed and he become Tommy, the clock starts ticking again. Then when he brings Korbanos later and he shaves his hair b'tahara, then he got out of the Naziris. So according to Rabbi Lezer, if Taglachas is Ma'akev, he's not bringing two Korbanos for the same thing. Since we were soyser his original naziris, now when he's doing it properly, he gets out of the naziris. El alibi de rabbanon. If you're saying it's going according to rabbanon, and they say that taglachas is only a mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. So according to the rabbanon, ha'amri taglachas loy ma'akeves. According to rabbanon, taglachas not ma'akev, which means that once he brought his korbanos b'tahara, yes, there's a mitzvah later to do taglachas. But it's not ma'akev in him being able to remove the naziris from him. So it came out, he brought the korbanos b'tahara, he removed the naziris. If he removed the naziris, so what do you mean he has no takana? He's stuck. He's not stuck. He's not a nazir anymore. So the Gemara says, lo yom alibi rabbon. I was going according to the rabbonim. Umay ain lo takana. What did I mean that it's ain lo takana? I didn't mean that he's stuck as a nazir. You're right. The naziris is over. because he brought the Karbonis Petara. He became Tomei after he brought the Karbonis. Ein lo takana le mitzvah skiluach. What I meant to say is that he has no way of performing the mitzvah of giluach in the correct manner. The way to perform the mitzvah is together with the Karbonis Petara. That he's not able to do because he became Tomei right after the bringing of the Karbonis. Is he a Nazir anymore? You're right. He's not a Nazir. Did he fulfill the mitzvah of Tahara? Unfortunately, that he was not able to do. And finally, the Gemara discusses the following question. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Nazir Shekol LaYamav, a person who finished his Naziris, he did a full 30 days of Naziris, and now, following the 30 days of Naziris, he became Tomei. Does he get any punishment for that? The answer is yes. Like Alatuma, he does get punishment for being Metamei Lemesim. The Eino like Alataglachas, as Toisus explains here, Divra Maskel Nazir, Shekolo Layamav, third bottom Toisus, Shemona Kol Yumei Naziris, V'Oimed Biyoim Havos Korbanoisiv. He counted all the days of Naziris, but he has not yet brought his Korbanos, and he became Tomei. He gets Malkus. But, says the Gemara, Veina like ala taglachas while yain. On shaving the hair, if he did that before bringing the Korbanos, or drinking wine, he will not get Malkus. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Tuma Dulaki, why is Tuma different than taglachas, or than yayin? So what's the answer? The Omakra, because concerning Tuma it says, Kol Yemei Hazir Lashem. The word kol, why didn't they just say, Yemei Hazir Lashem, he shouldn't be Matame. What's the kol? L'rabois, yomim shel acher melois, ki yomim shel lefnei melois. That even once the 30 days are up, if you haven't brought a korban yet, on the 31st day, so if you became Tame, it's kol. That's also considered punishable with Malkus. If that's the reason, the same logic should apply to Taglachas. We have the same similar pasuk by shaving. The Amar Rachman, the Torah said, Kol Yemei Neder Nizrei. It says all the days of his Naziris, Tar Lo Yavar Al Raisha, he shouldn't shave his hair. So we should add Lasis Yomim Shalachim Malois, Yomim Shalafnei Malois. The day after the period of Naziris, if he has not yet brought his Karbonis, he should get Malkus just like the days within that period. Visu, and also by wine we find the same thing. It says, Kol Yemei Nizrei, Mikol HaShayasim Gefen HaYayin. All the days of Naziris, he should not have anything from what is made from the vine. So just like you punish him for Tumah, you should punish him for Tagalachas and Yayin as well. Answers the Gemara, you're right. We're not learning it from Kol. We're learning it from a different Pasuk. And that Pasuk only applies to Tumah. Shiny Hacha, here by Tumah is different. The Amar Rachman of the Torah said, Vitameh. Vitime Roish Nizroi, the head of his Nazira should, if it became Tomei, Misha Nizroi Tolui Loi Baroishai. This is referring to someone who the only aspect of Naziris that remains with him is on his head. As the Mefarish explains here, he's gone through the 30 days already. So he doesn't have any more as far as the time element, that's finished. But he hasn't yet shaved. So as long as what's still left of his Naziris is on his head, meaning he hasn't shaved, he's still possible to be Metamei, and for which he will get Malkus. This pasuk is only put by Tumah. That's why Yayin and Taglachas will not get Malkus, and Tumah, before he brought his Korbanis, after the 30-day period, will get Malkus. Maisra, I'll ask you a question. That's not true. It says, Nazir Shekol LaYamav, his 30 days ended. Osur LaGaleach, he may not shave. V'lish Tesehan, or drink wine. V'latam LaMesim, become Tomei, before he brings his Karbanis. V'im Gilach V'shosayam, V'nitm LaMesim, Harei Zesayv Eskarboim. And if he did these three things, all three things, then he get, or each one of these three things, he gets Malkus. So we see clearly that the Malkus refers not only to Tumah, but in fact, as the Gemara learned out from the word kol, which is stated by each of these Isurim, that you get Malkus if you didn't shave your head, if you didn't bring your Karbonis, and the person became Tumah, even though it's after the 30 days of Naziris, you get Malkus for each of these three things. So we see, Tiyufta, that in fact, the statement that was made before, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, that this Malkus only applies to Tumah, is not correct.